It's the lovely Dame Kelly Holmes. Dame Kelly, good morning. Good morning, good morning. You'll be on that line as opposed to this one. Good morning, Dame Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very, very well. I once met you here in a television studio in Belfast. You were the fittest woman on earth.
Oh, my word. I bet that was a long time ago. I do try.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, you have this is here, a walk to school week. They're encouraging kids to get out and about. You're also doing that. You have your worries about the state of the health of children and their fitness.
Well, I think that's not an unusual statement these days. We're always kind of thinking that the children can do more. And I think with Walk to School Week, it's a good focus for people to think about the active life of their youngster. There was some research done by an initiative called the Golden Mile. It's an initiative that goes into schools, and it's a free initiative, basically. It goes into schools and tries to engage schools and the pupils with walking, jogging, running a mile. And what happens is the youngsters take on that as a challenge. They go measure out around the school grounds an amount of meters, let's say. Then they have to accumulate the amount in miles. They go then and upload this on a website, and basically they get rewards for doing it. And the initiative is trying to get as many school children doing a million steps by the end of the term. I think they're on about 500,000 so far. So one initiative in schools, because people are concerned, parents are concerned.
But isn't it a pity that you have to do that? Because when I was growing up, children were always running, jumping, skipping, climbing. They did it. They kicked football. They did the things naturally. They weren't forced to do it. Today's kids sit, they scroll, they stare. They shuffle. Those are the things they do. And very often they're not out and about, as we would say in this part of the world, buck-lapping around.
Yeah, it's very true. I think that's one of the things that the parents were concerned about. I think in Northern Ireland, for example, 70% of parents admit they're concerned that the children are doing less activity than they ever did at that same age, you know. And what we're also saying is by doing that activity, you're going to get a happier child. They're going to be more attainment, listen better, feel better about themselves. And it is, you know, I'm not going to say that all children don't do activity. I know my nieces and nephews are out all the time, and they certainly do. But the national guidelines are to do 60 minutes of activity per day. And a big chunk of the child's life is actually at school. And parents, I think that the children are always doing, you know, having PE and doing whatever they do, and they don't really probably actually look into it enough. And actually, they'd probably be shocked by some of those stats to say that, no, actually, they don't do enough. And I think having initiatives gives sort of primary schools probably a helping hand, because they don't have dedicated PE teachers, and they're so spent on doing all the other things that sport becomes less of a priority, where it actually should be the number one priority of keeping kids healthy, fitter and happier. And that's why we need to do things like this, and we need to get the message out there.
Yeah, before I was a broadcaster involved in journalism, I was a physical education teacher, and there's a big onus on PE teachers to make it inviting for the kids. They shouldn't feel that this is a traumatic experience where we've got four periods of PE and it's horrible and I want to avoid it. And some kids were trying to avoid it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think what's good about this initiative as well, it's very inclusive. It doesn't matter whether you walk, jog or run. You're going to get those sporty kids, and there's always some, like me, at school, that were just going to go for it anyway, because the only thing they were good at, they were just going to go run, run, run. And then you're going to get those ones that actually what you do is make it a challenge. You make it, the reason for doing it is that you're doing it as a school, you're doing it with your friends, you're getting something back for it. People like, especially children, like rewards these days. They like certifications. They like to see that they've actually achieved something. And so some of the initiatives, and this one particularly, where it's measurable, they get that. So I think in schools they've got to do something for everyone, and that's the challenge that schools have, because as you said, there's some that are completely switched off. But if you talk about it around health, general health and well-being of your young people is so important, and actually then sport and activity is vitally important as they grow up, because it's all about those skills like learning, communication, challenging themselves, fighting to be something, and that's what you get from sport, and it can make you a happier person. And I think that's one of the key things for children these days. they're not necessarily happy. They've got their head in this phone where there's no communication. You know, you don't speak to anyone anymore. You know, you just tap away at the things, you get a response or don't get a response, and they're not happy. Get them out feeling good. Get that blood around their body ticking, and I bet you they're going to have a better results at the end of their school terms, and they're going to feel much better for it.
I couldn't argue with anything that you're saying. Just before you go, Damien Kelly, think of the people who are listening to this programme, who are the parents and the grandparents who are leading a sedentary lifestyle as well. Inspire. I'm just back from a couple of days in London where I was eating in an Italian restaurant that was beside the hotel for three nights in a row. I feel like a slob. Inspire me to get out and to enjoy the great outdoors. Tell me from your golden arena what I need to do.
Well, you've already said you feel like a slob. You don't want to look like a slob, right? These are things you've got to get out. You've just got to, look, you've got to feel good about yourself. Everybody needs it for their own health benefits. We all age, and we age quicker than we think we are going to. I'd like to still say I'm 20. Unfortunately, I'm not. And I am so aware of the fact that so many people around me and people I know are passing away, are having diseases. My mother's got cancer. Lots of different things are happening to people as they start getting older. And a lot of things have been through sedentary life, not being active, not being healthy. And that doesn't mean eating lettuce leaves. It means eating balanced lifestyle, and it is exercising. You've got to get that heart ticking. You've got life ahead. It could be shortened by the fact that you're inactive and you're not looking after yourself. That's for the older people out there. And for those that are families, got young people, you should be the role model. And if a family does it together, it's so much more fun. You feel better about each other. It stops some of those arguments that happen at home, which I know goes on. And you can actually feel that you're doing something as a family, because family life these days, I think, is like, you know, gold dust. We don't do it enough. Parents work so hard. Kids are doing their homework all the time. But if you do something that's active, physical, you can feel part of each other and be part of that family network and be happy together.
Gosh, get a pulpit. Give that woman a pulpit. That's all you need, Dame Kelly. Great advice, girl. Lovely speaking to you again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dame Kelly. So DM Kelly Holmes there. So